Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
Oh shit, I went live. Fuck.
And? What's the problem?
Welcome back, everybody. It's a wonderful Sunday, and this also means that we've done all five episodes we're supposed to do for the week. That's wild. Yes, but it's the Nerdcore live show coming to you all on a Sunday, and of course, it's the Nerd Chicano here alongside my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Sunday.
Do you smell?
Now you found the batteries. Does that have batteries or do you plug it in to charge it?
Plug it in to charge.
Okay.
I think you might be able to put batteries in it too. I haven't disarmed it. I like disarming shit.
Yeah.
And building them back up.
You wait till like the 1 second mark and disarm it.
Shit. I don't time myself, but that'd be a good test. Yeah. I saw a racist clip of The Rock and John Cena earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
And Raul tried to pass it off as a.
I didn't try to pass it off. I'm just telling you, a lot of that shit happened.
Oh, in the 90s?
Cancel The Rock.
Oh, what, in the 90s?
Yeah.
Nah, that shit was 2000s, bro. That shit was 2000s.
Yeah.
Right, early 2000s.
Yeah.
There's a clip of Vince McMahon telling all the African-American wrestlers to get the fuck out.
Yeah, he also said the N-word and RCM canceled. That's not show business, bro. That's just passive racism.
John Cena actually spoke Mandarin in the clip.
Yeah, yeah. No. John Cena actually said some shit.
Yeah.
The Rock didn't.
No.
Oops.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, Vince McMahon ain't gonna fuck. He really didn't. He still don't give a fuck, apparently.
Yeah, Vince McMahon would say the N-word.
There's our wonderful Kylie. Hello, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Our producer. Kylie's always watching. Man.
Kylie's always watching.
I'm tired, anybody.
What's up, Luis?
Every American right now.
You're hungry, you want money, and you're tired.
I'm tired. Every American right now.
Oh, shit. It was $23 in my bank account now. Yeah, I don't know how much. I don't know tomorrow, man. I'm going to have to use all the gas tank that's left. So half a gas tank, that's usually what I do in a day. Get maybe, if I'm lucky, get paid $100. Then that would fill up my gas tank for the next day. Damn, this is
take a little yellow of sandwiches.
No, I don't like to eat on the job because then I need to go to the restroom and I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
that's smart.
But Luis, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, what the fuck did I do? I suddenly hit my keyboard and something. Oh, okay, never mind. There we go.
You're still on.
You're still on, bro.
I just moved my shit somewhere. I'm good. I'm just here. I went skating, roller skating, so I'm like a little stinky because it's a lot of sweat. It was surprisingly hot for no one being in there. Not a lot of people. There were people. And then I had Indian food for the first time.
Oh shit! What you think?
It was good. I mean, I had the basic chicken
chicken masala.
No, because that's like the curry, right?
No.
Yeah, curry. No, curry. No, curry is curry.
Curry is curry.
Chicken tikka masala is something different.
Yeah, it was probably that. But mixed with the naan bread, made it into a taco because a Mexican came out. That's pretty good.
That's not just Mexican. That's like many cultures, like especially ones that don't use forks or knives or.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
they grab that shit, make a taco.
I know. I'm just
Ethiopia, like Ethiopian food.
That's you got a thing
in fucking like what's it called? Pakistan or like not Pakistan. In the Middle East.
All right, fine. Since y'all liberals want to fucking not label it, I was just saying my Mexican roots showed up. That's what I am.
Ethnic people, for us ethnic people, that's what we do.
I'm like, I was just talking about me. I know, like, people other than me do it. Like, the other people there were using forks and spoons and shit. I'm like, just grabbing it with the naan bread and shit. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, you know, when you're poor, too, you take the piece of white bread and you fold it around the hot dog.
Not the ends, though. I've been poor, and I've been to that, but I thankfully haven't been to
that. That's the struggle meal right there, when you got to use the ends.
The ends, yeah. Got to use canned corn or some shit, like one of the canned foods that last so. No.
Lisa's like, what was I going to say? What's it called? So this is how you treat me after the Black Panther 2 trailer dropped? I saw myself for the first time.
I saw, like, yesterday was the first time. Like, of course, low-key, it's being painted as Namor is a villain and shit like that. I hope it's not.
Hopefully.
Pero it's like, damn. That's the first time I see a Mexican. Like, that's the first time I see a Mexican. Like, actual Mexican. Not like America Chavez. Not Miles Morales. Bro. I'm talking about a brown motherfucker like me being on screen as a superhero, dog. That shit's like badass. Up like until Blue King, Beetle, baby. That's the first shit. We're gonna get Black Panther before Blue Beetle. So Americans. I'm like, shit. And I mean, I get it. Bad Bunny's gonna be in Bullet Train in the next 2 weeks, but he's not Mexican. He's Puerto Rican, I think, right? Dominican.
Bullet Train.
Bad Bunny. He's a
Puerto Rican.
This man just asked if the bullet train was Puerto Rican.
This man is fucking dumb. He's not paying attention, trying to pay attention to chat. Fuck chat.
The train?
I'm trying to fucking pay attention to prep. All right, Kylie. Stacey,
bro, like 3 years ago, do you remember that there was a superhero movie? Like it was like one of those like. It wasn't Marvel, it wasn't DC. It was like one of those random ones. And it looked kind of like Ghost Rider, but he was like a Mexican superhero.
I have no clue. That sounds racist, though.
No. Like it was supposed to be pretty good. It just, we never got to watch it.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Hold on.
No, Bloodshot Dog. That's the Asian people. That's Dominic.
Bro, Dominic, because we looked at the trailer, like, wow, that's kind of cool.
I have no clue.
Are you talking about the Protector of Bob? Are you talking about?
I have your Transformer right now.
Chicano.
Oh, El Chicano. El Chicano. Yeah. That one was all right.
Protector of the Barrio, homes.
Yeah, but they made him a fucking barrio down fool. From the slumps, like protecting his little hood. I'm like, that's some white people shit, bro.
I don't know because I never saw the movie. I just remember the trailer.
The dude that plays him is like, he's going at it. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's like trying his hardest to be a good actor. And he's coming up. The movie itself, it had some misses and hits, you know. But it was definitely like written by a white dude. Like, oh, Mexican cartel is trying to take over California again because it was once Mexico and shit. And like, no Americans is gonna. That sounds white written.
That sounds sus.
Yeah, that sounds white.
George Lopez in it, though.
Yeah, it had George
Lopez. George Lopez again. George Lopez gets around in movies.
So
that was his first time I've seen him in a while.
It's actually
remember in the one with Shia LaBeouf, that fucking crap of a movie.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I don't care if Tony likes it. That was a fucking crap of a movie.
It's written by a fucking Mexican.
Yeah. The script began as a...
Is it Miles Morales that wrote the racist type of Mexican?
The script began as Bray's memoir about the death of his brother, who had been involved with gangs, but Bray turned his memoir into a story about a fictional vigilante named El Chicano. The guy grew up in East L.A. He's fucking Latino. He's Mexican, bro.
Damn. Bro, why you gotta enforce stereotypes? I get it's for your brother, make it into a superhero, but a lot of that shit has stereotypes, which I didn't like.
Hey, bro, ain't nothing wrong with stereotypes.
It's a lot wrong with the stereotypes because then fucking white people be getting that shit wrong, bro. I don't need to see more gangbanger Mexicans being the bad guys and like some origin shit for that. I'm like, I'm tired of the narco Mexican. I'm tired of the East LA gangbangers. It's not even Chicano gangbangers. It's East LA. The fools with the backwards glasses and the jerseys and shit.
Are we talking Cheech and Chong? No.
That's the difference. Yeah. That's the high Mexican. That's
hey man, if you're gonna do the stereotypes, at least do it right. You know.
but bro, that's the first. No relation to gang violence. Yeah, that's a whole thing. Some fucking god right there.
That man came rolling in on fucking blue whales, man.
And you know what? Looks way badass
than Aquaman. He had his army hanging off them whales too, bro. Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker said,
"That's making money off our trauma."
Yeah,
dog.
That's basically what it is, bro.
I'm
making money off my fucking trauma, but y'all don't.
I'm just gonna say it. If they play Lowrider when that goes in, I'm leaving the theater.
Don't even get me started on that Lowrider.
I'm personally sending a letter to Ryan Coogler and asking for my money back.
Did it? Tequila.
My spell check won't let me type the name his name that way.
Damn, that's a racist ass spell check, Kylie.
Yeah. Kind of shit you on.
But yeah, nah, first time seeing that, baby. We were talking about it earlier with the group that I was with. I brought it up a little bit. I was like, shit, you already know.
You looked at Marcel, be like, yeah, you know what's up, right, Marcel?
Nah, we were talking about Marcel, we were talking about how he's conservative. He's a conservative. They had their own thing going, Abby and Marcel being conservatives and far right people, and I hope they don't see the show. You know, he just came up here to blast his shit.
I didn't even talk shit.
That was fun. That was fun hanging out with them.
Glad you had a good day, Luis. You had a good day. Brad, what'd you do today, man?
Mostly read. I was on the treadmill. I started writing a book.
Writing a book?
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? Your memoir?
Nah, not my memoir. Something else.
My memoir.
My memoir. Yeah. Memoir. This a man mystery. Just calling me a pussy.
He's fucking late.
This man over here complaining like he don't know if his gas tank get him there.
It'll get me there. It won't bring me back, though.
I don't know if it's going to get me back, dude.
It'll get me there 100%.
This man going to have to get himself an Uber and then prices, run. Though?
Yeah.
Uber and a tow truck.
With these fucking gas prices, though, dog, I'm debating on whether I should put myself in debt for an electric car. Used, I don't care, but it'll be way easier than using the gas right now, bro.
Yeah, I did about 3 miles. That's the most I've done in a long time.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. I mean, what's it called? That's cool, Brad. I completed my application today for the apartment.
I'll
see if I get it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were going to get one with Sweato. By yourselves.
Yeah, while we're waiting for you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. How long did you get the term for in the lease for?
It'll be a year, I think.
A year?
Yeah. Oh. I think so.
Are you sure they're not holding you? Because sometimes when you get a longer one, they like kind of add extra instead of getting like a medium one.
But it was just 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one day they wanted us to be there for 17 months. I'm like, hell fucking no.
But would it be cheaper?
Nope. Nope.
No, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, I gotta wait for Luis. I can do a year to wait for Luis, but I don't know about a fucking 2 years and 3 months.
Oh yeah, a year is more than enough. Yeah. Honestly, if I already pay off the debt and I'm like comfortable and shit, and you guys are like there, I'll probably get my own, like big enough to have the extra rooms, and then once y'all finish that, y'all can just
inmediato.
Yeah, yes, I can have the lease a couple months for myself. Bring people in and then,
kick them out to the curb and say, my blind boys are coming in.
Nah, they would be in my bed. I don't know what you thought.
Aiden, have a good night.
Good night, Aiden.
Good luck, good night, bro.
Yeah.
Throw a hit out for the ghost.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, thank you. Let's go. I finished that, but, I was gonna watch, another Criterion, I was gonna watch from the movie on the TV to do my reviews, but I've got like three that I need to do reviews on. So I'm like, let me go ahead and pause this one. I was like, I'll get to filming my videos first. But like, other than that, not really much going on today. It's been quite a good day, though. It's been a good
day. Brad is an absentee dad. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Disappointed.
How do I come off as the disappointed? I am not. I am proud of these guys. Like,
fuck, man.
from where we've all been and come and what we dealt with for the past, I don't know, 4 years. Jesus.
Yeah, last 2 years I've been traveling and shit. I'm like, damn. I don't even think it's a big deal. And then I have cousins and like family friends. I'd be like, damn, you over here doing shit and going places. Yeah. I'm like, I mean,
we're still in the mountains, huh?
Like getting to like in film festivals. You know, doing press for the Nerdcore, like, you know, interviewing directors and shit. Like, we weren't doing that six, seven years ago. I ain't disappointed. I'm proud.
You need to get back in that.
I don't know why shit's so silent, bro. Oh, the festivals, yeah. I mean, what's it called? We got one now going in.
I mean, my emails are full with like people sending me shit.
But it's been quiet. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because we're gearing up for like award season in September, but like
that could be it.
Yeah, because like Emmy's already passed. The Emmy's, what's it called? The season is starting to pass, but obviously we're not there high enough yet to get what's it called? Emails for those. But it's been quiet. The emails have been a little dry right now. I'm not gonna lie.
For award shows, I'm hesitant. I'll go see who I meet, you know, red carpet. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like it's award shows. They're kind of like.
I mean, I'm tapped in for con if y'all want to go.
Yeah. I'd be down to just go to Italy with y'all, hang out.
Yeah, no shit.
You set the foundation for the house to be built. Yeah, that's right. What's it called? We're doing good. Doing good.
Like it take like you talk to any like successful, you know, entertainer in any aspect. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes them 10 to 15 years to even just get a little credit.
Yeah,
and then when everything pops up, then when they pop off, everybody's like, "Oh, you got so rich and famous so quick." And it's like, you don't see the fucking 15 years.
Yeah. Shit, honestly, I'm going to try to see if I can apply today, bro. I'm going to see if I can apply for a loan for like $6,000, pay off the debt, and then like get with that same $6,000 the camera and pay it off. And like, I feel, no, so with the money that I make right now, I can honestly pay off the $5,000, but I'd have to be working like, at least five days a week, full 8 hours, or at least make like a good $100 per day. You know, that would be $2,000 per month.
Man, if you can get a like a 0% credit card for 15 months, go that route. I've paid off a ton of debt just doing that.
I might try that. Yeah, I'm like, because if the loan doesn't work, I can at least transfer it to a different.
Yeah,
because the interest on this one. Transfer. Yeah, because the interest on this one is fucked.
Exactly.
It ended last year, and with the Chicago trip, it just built up, and I'm like,
yeah. We were having issues with that about 4 or 5 years ago. We just had credit card debt, and we split them into 0%, and we paid off the shit just because we're not gaining interest. So you're actually making some headway on it.
Yeah, exactly, because I paid off like $200 in the last month. Since I've been like working, I paid off like $200. 300. So 200 in the main like interest one, and then 100 on the Citibank that I got while I was with Raul, which surprisingly hasn't added too much interest. But it is adding just a bit.
See,
but
and this is the shit they do not teach you in school.
Yeah,
they don't even teach you in college or as an adult. Like I had to go to someone who does finance for them to tell me that. Even my parents didn't tell me that. Yeah. Like someone was like, "Why don't you get a 0% credit card?" I'm like, "I don't like credit cards." And they're like, "But you can pay 0% interest for this long with a balance transfer." It's just like,
really?
Oh fuck!
Oh, that's cool.
all of my parents tell me credit card bad.
Yeah, same.
That's kind of what that is, but it's just.
But I'm not using it to waste shit. Yeah, I'm using it to help pay off, which is why I want to get the loan with like a firm or not a firm. What the fuck. Upstart and shit like that. Those are, from my research, are good like personal loan companies. It's just really hard to get it without the proper paperwork, which you do need.
Kylie says, "Join Nerdcore not because we're broke, but because we're so broke, we know how to get loans."
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Hey.
Grinding is grinding in any way and form.
We're useful for something, right?
Yeah. Like, we'll tell you what we did wrong.
Yeah. You just click on these things just to hear us. You know, you click on those reviews just so that way you can hear us fucking talk about the movie.
Yeah.
But chances are, you don't give a single fuck. You come here for this.
Hopefully. I mean, that's what I thought the live shows were for, just hanging out and shit, until this man was like, oh, we got to get to the news, guys. And, all right. Okay. Fucking usually for like the end of
the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, man.
So. I no longer have energy in the tank to do a 2-hour show like we used to do during the
I'm not pandemic. Talking about doing two-hour shows. We can do a 1-hour. Wait, one do hour we even show. Put the live show as an audio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we?
I haven't uploaded, which I need to do. I haven't all downloaded right now, so I'm gonna.
But it's all under the same like nerdcore shit, mm-hmm. right? So it's mixed mm-hmm. around mm-hmm. with other shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It kind of blows though. Like if people just like the live show and they have to like scavenge through all the.
Dog,
well, didn't you just search for live show?
Yeah. Dude, they still listen to it, dog. I'll tell you this right hopefully. Now. They still all right. do.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Dad, baby boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Andrew?
I want to know, how am I giving Hank Hill vibes?
I have
propane
no
propane and propane accessories?
That was a right turn for me.
Bobby,
I'm like,
what do you know about
sex? That's my purse!
What do you know about sexual intercourse?
That was the fucking greatest
Not
episode,
much,
that's
but
my
I'm
kind of
worried I'm a slut.
Bobby is like, he grew up to be an LGBT ally, unlike the mom.
Peggy. You know?
Peggy. It's fucking crazy. Loans are fucked.
Andrew,
this economy is fucked.
How are you doing, Andrew? I hope you're doing well, bro. This is a Nerdcore podcast. Oscar red carpet special. Unfortunately, we've been barred from the carpet itself because of the Raul Drew Judy Dench incident. So now we're here in the Alley Beauty exit door interviewing Seth MacFarlane.
Shit, I'll interview Seth MacFarlane.
I mean, I'd interview Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he's funny. I don't think he's done anything bad so far.
Not yet.
Yeah, let me go do a quick search right now.
You had the Hank stare for going a while. I had to.
Yeah, I mean, what's his face has done worse than what we know? Because Seth MacFarlane's all his creations make fun of
God
all the fucked
it,
up
Bobby.
Shit that goes around.
God damn it, Bobby.
You know, I never got into Hank.
Into
King of the Hill. No, I watched it. It's just having noise.
It's got a few good funny fucking episodes.
Yeah, I don't remember much. Also, it was like, I see these Texan, like, Republican ass people. In the suburbs already? I don't know. I don't want to watch
nothing
a show
on
about
Seth
You know, I don't know if Del Gribble was a Republican. I think he was an anarchist.
Del Gribble.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? But no, there is a clear difference, bro. There is a clear difference.
Anarchists wouldn't have allowed this whole Supreme Court shit going on right now. Honestly, it's time to rise up and raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Legends. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Watch out, Luis. You're going to end up going to court and going to the January 6th hearings, bro.
Oh, we need to... The
question is, Luis, where were you on January 6th?
We need to look up our sponsorships.
I was with you idiot. Oh, wait, no. That's what year was that?
2021.
I was sick,
bro.
Were
you watching a movie or something?
No, I got fucking COVID.
Oh, that's right. You were... Oh, yeah. Luis...
Yeah, I was fucking COVID. I couldn't even drive.
He was dealing with the cocoa melon.
Yeah. Nope. I'm like, and also dealing with moving out and shit. I ain't got time for that shit.
My favorite was when the Texans got added as an NFL team and Hank wanted to CP someone in Houston.
Propane in Houston.
What the fuck?
I love King of the Hill. It's fucking dope.
But you know, charcoal just has that flavor. You know, you can't get with propane. Propane tastes like ass.
I want to taste that little piece of charcoal off the top. Off
the
tip
that
of
the little chiseled
honestly,
smoke.
I agree, and I don't agree with propane because where I'm at, there's forest fires, and that shit explodes.
Oh yeah, that's it.
He's like, I'd rather do charcoal, guys.
Do charcoal.
Charcoal.
It won't even be like a big explosion, just enough to break apart shards of fucking metal towards the building.
My house does not have gas. It's all electric.
Electric. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Ours does have gas. It kind of blows, but one of the keys on the fucking stove is like locked. I need to YouTube how to unlock it. Like to turn the gas off on the stove, it's like locked. I'm like, how the fuck is that possible?
Wait, so that shit's still on right now?
Is it still on?
No, no, it's off. It's off.
Y'all gonna die of carbon monoxide poison.
Yeah, it's locked on off. It's like closed.
Hey, you guys smell anything weird?
Yeah, no, no, no. If that was the case, we would have disconnected it a while ago. But it's just locked, and I can't, like, it's a good burner, too. It's the front side left, and that's low-key my favorite burner. Because when you get to that age where you have a favorite burner, that's like you've aged. But
I gotta get a new stovetop electric one because the top or the back left is out. Like,
it just that's
just where we store all the fucking like pots and pans that we don't know what to do with. just right there. And Brenda's like, "When are we getting a new stovetop?" I'm like, "I'm cheap. If you go buy it, I'll just be angry for like a day."
And then you have the money, Brad. Wait, Brad, you got kids.
What was that thing that you recently bought for Brenda or something? A
car?
You bought a car and you're worried about a fucking stovetop?
Hey, hold on. You got a whole ass new setup, dog, and you're worried about a stovetop?
Hey, don't be questioning my setup.
That sounds sexist, Brad.
This is some important shit.
Eating is important, Brad.
You're gonna have cereal.
You got Uber Eats.
Brad, so you're saying propane is fireworks in the West? Yup.
Yup.
That's basically it, yeah.
Pretty much.
It's a very one time pop firework.
Ba boom. Mm-hmm.
Ba boom.
Oh, that's fucking wild, though.
Yeah, just that's been
what's wild is after forest fire is when the floods come and they like they take some of the propanes and they like put them down like
and they put another fire.
Well, no, they bring them down and then the propane just like a fucking steamboat is just set off gas.
Okay.
Heard that story from a guy who said he was out on his porch smoking a cigarette watching this flood and sees the propane thing come by.
He started smelling shit and all of a sudden the cigarette fucking lit. He thought it was a pyrokinetic.
How fucking nuts.
Damn, that's crazy. That's fucking you seen those wildfire houses where they like leave they're smart about it. They leave their guarding, what is it? The sprinkler system on?
On the roof.
Yeah, like on the roof or like around the grass area and it like actually keeps you safe. I'm like, yeah, that's how that fire works. Yeah. If it's moist, it'll go.
Moist.
Moist. They need moist. It needs to be dry grass.
Metal.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people here have metal roofs.
Yeah. That must fucking be landmine for airplanes and birds.
So just one solar panel and you're set for life, bro.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
One solar
you can build the solar panel, you know that. You don't have to buy it from companies. You
sell
can
it,
buy
bro.
The panel.
If you sell it, bro, it's all good, bro. You're set. You're set.
How do you build a solar panel?
So you get the panel itself.
You harness the energy of the
shut the fuck up.
Wait, so you have to buy the panel.
Yeah, you always end up, but it's cheaper than getting it from like a company that sells solar panels. And then you run that cable, positive, negative, run it through some power banks into batteries. You know how the car's alternator recharges the battery?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like that. It'll charge up the batteries. You'll connect them into a circuit, like within itself. Let's say a six pack of battery of like car batteries. You have them wired up. You're good. Where the solar power converted runs through the batteries, and then you run that towards the grid, and that's it.
This man makes it sound so easy as I electrocute myself to death.
You're an engineer. You should know this more than me.
I'm not that kind of engineer.
You should still know.
If
you want me to bury electric panels, I can do that for you.
That's like, I go once a month into the field. That's it.
That's all I do. I'm administrative, goddammit.
it does seem complicated, but like once you see a YouTube tutorial, you'll be like, oh, that's easy as fuck. Because there are YouTube tutorials about it.
I want to know how many people died by watching a YouTube tutorial and being like, oh, this is easy as fuck. It's like that. It's like the ones who take the electric and they try to make that wood art with it, and like 100+ people have killed themselves doing that.
Yeah,
with the wood burning shit.
Yeah, yeah, like you know the and you take electric.
It's like a wand the... and oh wait okay yeah where they stick like plasma and shit and it causes it to create
the,
that,
yeah
like, tree like
the lightning look
yeah.
Shit ton of people have died
over that's stupid as fuck. You're allowing electricity to run freely. That's just stupidity.
That's stupid. Speaking about YouTube tutorials, though, my favorite thing to look at all the time is I check up to see how many views these videos still have.
Is it life hacks?
No.
How to tie a tie? Hey.
Hey, bro. Thank a lot God of people grew up without a dad.
46.
I mean, I had to look up those videos too, bro. And I grew up with a dad.
Shit. Just buy a clip some on. Them, fuck it.
I don't. That's kind of like. It's like, you know, that's the easy way. I'll use it for like job interviews, but like a tie, it's just sexy, you know? It's like, if you know how to tie it, like, it just looks better. It just looks better. It's there's something about it. I don't know how to explain.
That's just an easy way for somebody to strangle you, and I ain't about that life.
If you can't escape from a strangle with your own tie, that's on you. Bro, so I would drop.
Get choked out.
No, I didn't even John Wick. It's just, I have siblings. We've done shit to each other. Oh, man. You got to drop your entire weight when you see someone trying to strangle you. Try and fall on their fucking legs. Make them fall backwards.
Yeah.
Did you see the? So there's a video and they're behind the person in the car. They're in the back seat. And they do the whole like strangle thing with the rope or whatever on the driver. And they show how to get out. They show how to get out, and the dude like drops it back like this. But then they do somebody like posted like in a new car, and it's the electric one, so it just.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah, hey, that won't work with the newer ones.
Mr. Worldwide himself, Mr. Worldwide.
Yo, yes, shit.
Keon. Today I played Geotastic again. And I got that Mongolia map again, bro.
Bitch, what the fuck?
we played Geotastic last night, and they gave us some like barren, like desert area. Dubai. And apparently it was Mongolia. I played today with Gabby. I got that same place, bro.
Bruh, y'all ain't never seen that one motherfucker that be telling the place of origin by the dirt.
By the dirt and the
that weird looking white motherfucker.
Yeah, of course, yeah. He's a white colonizer.
Like
one.
He just is right there. He's like, yeah, I know where the fuck that is. It's just like
his ancestors are channeling through him like the Avatar spirits. I've been here before.
It was
easy to take people.
Siblings,
shit.
We done things to each other.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Luis.
Hey, that's on y'all for watching too much. House.
Did this step, man say step y'all
porn?
I didn't even say it. It was Kylie. But Keon, how are you doing?
Never beat the shit out of your little sibling to assert dominance. Sometimes you just gotta throw them off the trampoline into the hard grass, bro. It's the only way.
Power bomb their ass.
Yeah, gotta fucking choke slam them. Punch the shit out of their gut, you know. Just do random. Throw a random ass pillow so hard that it. Like that move, bitch, get out the way video where he just fucking disappears. It's like, it's just sibling shit, bro.
Hey, Keon, how are you doing today?
Still dealing with this ear infection, but, you know, I'm doing better.
You
know,
you gotta put drops in.
Hey, right? Keon, how you doing?
Jesus Christ.
No,
I can
hear you a little bit. Bro, not as good as it could be, but. No, I'm.
You good?
I'm going to fucking slap myself if I don't stop stuttering.
What time is this insane?
Speak elegantly and eloquently. I am doing better than you.
Oh, fuck.
That's good.
Hey, bro. I might leave early to get some little Caesars. I don't know.
This man ain't got money to go back there. But
who said I was using mine? My little sister got $20.
Then take that $20 and make sure you can get back.
Brad, hold on, Brad. $20 ain't gonna get your shit in that gas tank, bro. You know, damn well.
I mean, yeah, because my car, because you know what I found out? Like, you got a splurge on the premium one because it will last longer, surprisingly, but it's more expensive to fill up. I could fill up my entire car in like $30 with the regular one, because right now it's like $380. But that shit's gonna run through quick. It's like water, you know. It's just, it'll just evaporate it real quick, and fucking 4 hours it'll just be gone. Because that's what I used to use when I was first going to Brownsville, and I used to calculate it. I'll be like, okay, 5 hours a full tank will get me through those 5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, then it'll be like $50 back then, and then now I'm like using the premium stuff. When I went the second time for the short film, I filled it. I was using premium. It was like, it didn't really need it. A fill up. It needed it. Like, once I was there, it might have, if we were going to go out and go eat or some shit.
Yeah.
But like, we were just shooting at the house.
What about the second time for the shoot?
That's why. The first time was with Rayler, and then I had to stop once before you got.
But you also went for spring break.
Yeah, I used Rayler, and then it's the same thing.
Okay.
Point is, like, the premium is a little, it lasts you a little longer. I don't understand gasoline mechanics, but yeah.
As always, when it comes to gasoline, I always like to divert the question to Brad. How's that Tacoma going, huh?
Hey, I made the decision and the poor decision. I'm going to live with it, okay?
I'm going to live with it.
Okay.
Man, I always, every time everyone's like, Brad, man, these fucking prices, I always sit there and I'm like, Brad really did get himself a Tacoma, huh?
I did.
In this economy?
Yup.
You know what? Fuck it.
Why didn't you go for that Elytra or whatever the fuck? Like that electric truck?
What, the F-150?
Nah, Elytra. Well, you know damn well that F-150 ain't going electric.
The F-150?
No, they have an F-150 electric now.
They have a 150 electric?
Fuck? Yeah, it's like it's called Lightning or something.
F-150 that motherfucker going to try to drive a load and be wasting all its energy on that one load.
That's my issue with electric trucks. Yeah. Like, I get electric cars, electric trucks.
Nah, I'm just talking like, that's an F, you know why you get an F-150. It's a work truck. It's like, you're hauling shit. You're hauling heavy shit.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a regular, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're just like trucks.
I just waste a lot of gas.
Yeah.
It's like, it's enough to put something in the back if need be, but it ain't
bullshit. Exactly. Yeah, you could have gotten Elytra.
Like, if I was pulling shit, I would have got a Tundra. Like, you know?
No, I turned myself
out. It's enough to put a trash can in there to make sure it doesn't break my window.
That is the whole fucking reason.
Is that the actual reason you got it?
That's one of the actual reasons that made me get the truck.
Take it away, Brad. Take it away.
Yeah, so you remember the box? So one morning, I went out. One morning I went out and I put the trash can in the back of the box.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I didn't have it far enough in, so I just went and slammed the door and just blew up glass everywhere. Had to clean that shit up.
Yeah, I'm surprised you just didn't like leave it open. A lot of people do that with bikes and that shit. Like on the highway too.
Well, I got an issue with my driveway. So
like, what, does it just drop into a fucking hill or some shit?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, use a rubber band, dog.
Motherfucker, you want me to shoot at your house, Red?
You can do it. Don't worry.
Don't go in the hill. Just don't go near any edge.
It'll be fine after monsoon season when I fix it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Red, it'll just bring in sediment. Right?
You don't get any sinkholes, right?
No, not at my place.
Okay, good.
Other parts of our county does.
Oh, do they? I was like, I'm pretty sure like Arizona has a stable sediment.
There's a lot of agricultural places farther north. And because of the pumping of the water,
it fucks up the stream. That makes more sense. Yeah, because I'm like, Arizona should have proper sediment because it's like so hot and like everything dries out enough.
You got caliche and you got all that. But there's certain places, specifically agricultural areas, where that they've pumped so much water.
The water underground.
And ground sinks. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I was going to say, because they'd be, that agriculture would be taken from Native American land, huh?
Yeah.
They still haunted.
I think most of Arizona was Native American land.
100% it was Native American land. 100%. That shit was stolen.
I think we can probably include New Mexico, Texas, California. Yeah. If you want to continue on that route,
the entire United States of America was majority Native land.
Yeah, parts of Mississippi.
That's the main one. Yeah. Uh-huh. That shit was damn.
You know,
that's crazy.
But we peacefully relocated them. You know, that's what.
That was a genocide, dog.
That's what the history books are starting to say. You peacefully relocated.
Yeah, and now they're trying to do the same shit with
that's because the damn history books are written in Texas.
Black History Month. That is, yeah, I noticed true. That a lot of textbooks are made in Texas. What the fuck? That's fucking crazy, dog. I'm like, after I saw something, I was like, hey, hold on. This don't add up. What I learned.
I'm honestly, bro, now that we were going back to this, I'm still thinking about what the fuck Keon was talking about yesterday before we went off air. The fucking taco with the ketchup in it.
That shit was gross, bro.
Dude, that shit was nasty.
As a Mexican man, that shit
ain't no white boy.
That's the same shit as spa water, bro. That shit sound gross. I don't know why they're trying to take our aguas frescas, dog. Spa water, fucking booty water.
I'm just imagining someone put like a fucking ketchup on mahi-mahi taco. I'm just like, no. Well,
a mahi-mahi taco. What are we doing, sir?
That just makes me want
to. I mean... What about the Taco Bell breakfast taco? That's not a real taco.
Nothing in Taco Bell is a real taco.
Nothing in Taco Bell is even real.
That shit was grown in a lab.
I think it was genetically modified.
The only thing that makes it similar to real tacos is how much it makes you shit.
Yeah. You're getting the wrong tacos, brother. What the fuck?
I mean, it's like Chipotle. Really? That's not real Mexican food. Yeah.
My taco spots don't make me go take a shit.
Dog, you got IBS, bro.
My mom's tacos don't make me fucking shit.
But not really, though. Like, I don't know.
Sometimes my body just
reacts to certain things, like, really weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get like, beans, bro. If I eat beans, that's why I don't eat beans. Like, I can't. Like, they give me the most rancid farts, bro.
Dude, I had red beans and rice today. This shit was good.
It's like my whole state was designated Native American territory. Stacy, where are you at again?
I need more Native American friends, my distant cousins.
I think you said Kentucky, I think. Stacy.
Kentucky?
I don't know.
Bro, anywhere in the northwestern hemisphere, northeastern too, I guess technically. Mostly northeastern territories are
like what, Virginia, like Roanoke,
New York, Philadelphia. Like that shit was like pure Native, and then that's the first spot they stopped in. All I'm gonna say is I'm gonna enjoy Oklahoma.
Oh, it's okay.
Oklahoma.
Native American tourists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
actually, that might still be Native American. They're still trying to figure that shit out.
Yeah. Figure it out. Yeah. They're just figuring it out. They're taking their sweet ass time, huh? I hope I see a white man like Lewis and Clark motherfucker in Prey, and then the main actress, she just fucks him up. Or we see the predator fuck him up.
Prey is that the new Predator coming out?
Prey.
Prey just got a lot of good reactions at San Diego Comic Con. They showed it at San Diego Comic Con. And
is Robert Rodriguez doing that again?
No.
Because he did a Predators movie.
Yeah, the 2011 one with the pianist.
Oh, wait, is Prey that movie that...
Pianist?
Aegis Elba?
No. That's Beast. Yeah. Which I was, like, confused on what the fuck that was about. But apparently it's a...
We
were talking about it earlier about how like they're not, because they didn't know that it was gonna be like you're gonna have the option to actually dub it. Like the original audio was in what is the language that they're using? Search it up. But they're using an original Native American language.
Comanche.
Yeah. It would have been racist if I said Cherokee.
Well, look here. For those of you who are interested, right? So the origin story of the Predator in the world of the Comanche Nation 300 years ago, Naru, a skilled female warrior, fights to protect tribe against one of the first highly evolved predators that to land on Earth.
That sounds legit.
Oh, Christopher Columbus.
Huh?
I hope we get to see him fucking. Oh, yo! You found a fucking analogy there, yo. Let's go. Yeah. That's a major. That's a major a W.
Yeah.
About to beat Christopher Columbus's ass.
Columbus's ass, bro.
This is history. This is what they don't teach you in fucking high school.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, this shit. So they're gonna like it's dubbed in that language. You can subtitle it, which that's gonna be my first watching. After that, if I want to like have it in the background, I would definitely play it in English. But I'm gonna watch that shit with the native language and the subtitle, like it's an anime film, dog.
Yeah, I can't remember what fucking language is gonna be available to watch in, but
Holly.
It's a native tongue. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if they're bringing Arnold. He's too old right now.
Well,
oh wait, no, but it's a different time.
He was in the first Predator future. Movie.
Yeah, he's in the future.
Which is like
he's
the '70s or '80s.
Yeah,
no, he's not in this movie.
He's just the ancestor there. His ancestor was part of the fucking colonizers. That would be fucking crazy. I'd be funny as fuck. Honestly,
turn off my fucking TV, bro. I would turn off my TV.
Yeah, but then he does the 0 out of 10 right there.
Where the meme comes from with the white and black hand just. That's where it comes from the original Predator.
Oh, yeah.
But with Native American, it's like a brown skinned man and a white skinned man.
I acknowledge you, my colonizer.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, that's. I'm excited to watch Prey. I know for sure we'll do a review of that since that is coming to streaming. So we'll have a review of that once that drops. So tomorrow we'll be live for our review of Hustle. And on Thursday, no word from Luis. I'm going to pull an audible. Brad, episode 500 is going to be a review of Dororo.
Dororo.
Yeah.
Wait, for Luis. Me, Luis, or another Luis?
Oh, another Luis. He never got back to us on what movie he wants. So.
And actually, it's just Dororo.
Luis, I also, I don't think I ever transferred the movie to my personal collection. So you might still have it in your hard drive.
I probably deleted that bitch.
Double check, you know.
Find
make sure
the fucking
my
movie.
You
can check right now. Hold up. I'll
find the movie, Luis.
Yeah, because you were like, Brad already has it and you don't want it. I was like,
no, I said, give it to me because Brad has it. I can't fucking watch it if Brad has it. He has my DVD, bro.
Oh, fuck. Is it not connected? It's connected.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to happen. The movie that I didn't think existed that
it does
exist.
Oh, it's like an Eminem or Keebler Elf, whichever one.
I don't want to reach over. I'll see right now.
Dororo.
It's Dororo, but we always say Dororo because we're stupid.
What's the? I know there's like a live action anime sword fighting stuff that's like pretty good. I think they just added it on. No, not that.
No.
Akisha or some shit or. Damn, I don't remember it, but it started with an A.
Moesha?
No, that's with what's your name's fucking
Brandy.
Dog, I think I found the movie online.
Did you? Okay, there you go.
Dog, Brad, is this that's movie really 2 hours and 15 minutes, bro?
It is 2 hours and 19 minutes.
Yo. No.
Hey, yo! I don't want to hear it. You know how many 3-hour movies I've watched? You just got spoiled with Cronenberg, and this ain't no Cronenberg.
Dog, Brad, we're going to have to run down a little back. We're going to have to see what's up, Brad.
No.
This, yeah. Brad, 2 hours and 19 minutes?
I mean, it's good, though. At least I think it's good. It's stupidly good.
Well, Luis, I really hope you find that fucking file, because the one I found right here online...
It's out of my power, sir. I don't have VPN anymore. No money for that.
I just hope Alex has access to getting me this movie.
I don't think you want to be saying that we're live.
Yeah. I want my DVD back, you know. What's it called? I got a DVD. It's just a matter of where my DVD is at, you know. Yeah. Brad, if only you had a device to be able to give me that DVD.
Yeah, it's called the U.S. Postal Service.
No, he's not going to send it to me just to watch this fucking stupid shit.
The U.S. Postal Service.
I'm paying for that shit. Plus, they probably step on it.
Yeah, imagine it.
Then I could never find the movie ever again.
Imagine it gets to Raul and the disc just melted.
Yep.
Jesus, how hot was it in that fucking van?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They're full, they're like straight metal. Or well, no.
They're like
and the poor drivers are pissing in bottles. Like shit. What the hell is that?
What the fuck? What are we talking about? I don't know.
You did like the UPS drivers, they piss in bottles.
Do they? Damn.
Because they don't get breaks.
The US Postal Service? Are we talking about FedEx? No,
not USPS, UPS.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
No, USPS is government, they don't give a fuck. They'll piss
They don't give a fuck. Yeah. They are no. What's the resume shit? They are a member of the United States government, or no? They're an employee under the United States government.
Yeah, they're feds.
Yeah, they're fucking feds. They're just mailmen.
Fucking feds, bro.
They're fucking feds. They're fucking ops, bro. I just look at my USPS driver the next day.
Ops.
You're fucking op.
This man's watching his camera. He's like, oh fuck.
Funny, bro. Someone jacked the USPS fucking mail truck. Like, I don't remember when it was. I think it was like last year. I had feds pull up to my house and be like, do you know about anything, an incident that occurred here the other day? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, someone stole out of the USPS mail truck. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, they were like, if you have any information, please don't hesitate to contact. And they gave me a paper. And it was like a $1,000 reward for any information.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if they caught the motherfuckers, but like.
Did you hear about that one postman who like he hated his job so much delivering mail that he like stuck the shit like in his basement? He just buried it under his house and shit. He didn't even like deliver the mail.
That is weird. That's a psychotic case right there. That's beyond hating your job. That's more work than I would.
You know, some poor soul like waiting for that letter from their loved one, and it's just like, nah.
Bro, that poor soul that has to pay a bill and they don't know they have to pay a bill, so they get evicted.
Yeah, like that shit.
Yeah, no, that's
like you didn't pay your mortgage. Oh fuck.
What do you mean? I never got a mail. That would be one hell of a way to win a case, though. You find out that whole thing and then bring it to the courthouse. Uh-huh. Well, you see, Your Honor, this was a federal crime.
Give my fucking house back.
And give me my fucking reimbursement. Call that Monopoly.
Yeah. Well, we're here at the final minutes of the show, so I guess it's time for us to talk about what we got to talk about today. Actually, Brad, I was wrong. Yesterday, they actually did unveil a new trailer for Sandman, which is dropping on August 5th on Netflix, which... Yeah, I'm excited, you know.
So are
damn,
you
August
saying,
5th, I have a lot of shit to watch.
Are you saying Enter Sandman?
Shut up, Brad.
What are you talking about, Sandman? I don't even know you. Y'all know that from what's the new Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
From No Way Home.
No Way Home, yeah.
Spider-Man.
What is it? Trust you. I don't trust you. I don't even know you.
You're not my Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, why are you getting mad like that? This is fucking...
Sandman's a conservative.
Yeah. He's like...
Get off my lawn.
It's like, damn, bro. He's just trying to get home to the little girl. Motherfucker just... I don't
even know you. Fucking millennial Spider-Man.
Well, unlike this Sandman, he's not made of sand. That's
bullshit.
Ruler of dreams. He is not called the Sandman. He's called Dream. He controls Dream. He's a cosmic being. And they showed a new trailer, which looks really good. And I guess for the people who did watch it, what were your thoughts on this trailer, Brad?
Hold on.
I did watch it.
The Sandman's name isn't Sandman. The Dream one is Dream. That's stupid as fuck. Why didn't you stick with Sandman? Like, we have it in Rise of the Guardians or whatever the fucking holiday one was.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. I'll say, like this trailer was a little weird because, like, some of the sets looked really great. But there was some CGI. I'm like, I'm not sure about this. But overall, it looked good. Like,
they spent their money on Stranger Things.
It's true.
Yeah. That's why they're going
not
under.
Not wrong. Like Vecna, like he was in the whole fucking suit.
Yeah, he was a real shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, like, yeah. So you're not wrong. But I mean, from what I can see, I'm going to watch it. I'm at least going to watch the first episode and see how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same.
It deserves that.
100%.
Yeah. Neil Gaiman.
I will say there are a lot of white people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like named the lot. White person Dreamer?
Well, that's well, what I coming from a white guy, just like, that's a lot of white people. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of white. I didn't know my dreams were full of white.
Whereas white fucking people. House of the Dragon over here, fucking, and, yeah, and Lord of the Rings, yeah, got a bunch of black people, man. Fuck yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I really like, I've been waiting for this show for a while now. Sandman is one of my most, not one of my favorites, but like it's always a character like that I've always like find really interesting. Even going back to the novella, like it was just a really interesting character. Well, I always kind of wanted to see them do like a like something on, but I knew like 100% that they could not do this as a movie. There was no way. And I'm kind of happy.
The comic's too big.
Comics like, way too big, dog.
Like, oh, okay. I thought it was like a too small.
It's comic. it's like how the Dark Tower is. The Dark Tower is 9 fucking books, and they tried to put it in one movie.
Dumb is it ass. 9 fucking books?
Fuck it's God. Actually more because Stephen King added like one or two more. So it's like,
yeah,
that's too much, King.
But even Neil Gaiman, like, bro, Gaiman even said, yeah, the only way we were gonna make this show was with fucking streaming. Like there was no other way that we were gonna make this. There's and yeah, it looks like they 100%. Understand the comic. They've got that look. They've got that really gothic look that the comic kind of represents. And I'm really interested to see how they're going to go about it because it's not the easiest comic to, what's it called, adapt. I'm going to be real honest.
You think we'll get a Metallica song in it?
Shut up, Brad.
Shut up. For Stranger Things.
See, when I first saw that Metallica stuff, I was like, is this the one that came out in the introduction to the first Zombieland? It was like, nah. But that would have fit way better because they got the clock. That's just me. That's my gripe on Stranger Things.
They got the cock?
Yeah, the cock. Vecna.
The cockadoodle.
It was a hentai.
Bro. Oh, okay. The rooster.
Yeah.
That's Alice in Chains. Come on now.
That's Rihanna, bro. Whips and Chains excite me.
Umbrella. Ella.
Wrong song.
Oh, that's good.
Fucking, I mean, I don't know shit about this show. I would definitely watch the first episode just because I like this, the vibe.
I'm digging the vibe.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the main actor playing Sandman, though. That man looks like he came out of Twilight. Like, he was in an audition for Twilight 2007 or whatever the fuck.
Didn't get it,
but, like, he had another audition, so he just went from that audition.
He's going for all these auditions and Robert Pattinson is just beating him out? Like, he went for Batman and Robert Pattinson's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, Luis.
Film this? What?
I'm sorry. His name is Dream, but he also has a different name.
What is it?
Morpheus.
He a black man? That is not a black man. That man is caucus. He is white. He is a ghost. Yeah.
Morpheus, the king of dreams and ruler of the dreaming.
That's wild. Is that what Morpheus means? Dream?
It means something like that. Yeah.
I'm like, because I know Matrix had a bunch of fucking like hidden hieroglyphs.
Do you want
the
blue pill or the red pill?
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
That's crazy. Damn.
Oh, Morpheus is the Greek god of dreams.
Yep.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, that makes sense. Shit. I mean, still a stupid ass name for a white man. Playing this character.
That's because you know Lawrence Fishburne as Morpheus.
Yeah.
That, but also Dreams. Sandman Dreams. Is badass. It's like, oh shit, it's a Sandman. Why do they call him a Sandman? He got pocket sand. I don't know. It's just
pocket sand.
Sand is just so coarse and gets everywhere.
Exactly. It's like
it's rough, coarse, and gets everywhere.
It's a rough name. There you go. See. But well, I guess Dream works. I just hope they don't add the ER at the end. That's Dream gonna be.
Creamer?
We can't be having that ER at the end. That's specifically for a certain niche of people.
Yeah, Sandman have to stay in the
dream. Yeah, I was like,
he doesn't have to stay. Bro, I'm talking about Dreamers, Keon. Don't worry. I'm talking about the Mexican. I'm talking about the Mexican ER.
I'm talking about the Dreamers, bro. You know the Dreamers?
The Obama era. Or no, wait, that was fucking
what the fuck did you
the Clinton era or the
I'm talking about the ones who couldn't go to school here.
I love how Louise felt the need to point out that we're not that y'all weren't talking about that.
Oh, either. It's because Raul said it was like, don't worry, Keon.
I saw the way that Keon was looking at the camera. I was like, what the fuck is Keon looking at for? Like,
yeah, I was like, I'm just like, I'm chilling. I was like,
I'm talking about the Dreamers, bro.
I'm talking about the Dreamers. I don't know what Raul was talking about.
All I'm saying is,
I know what ER y'all was talking about, bro.
Yeah, you know the deferred residence for early that's arrivals.
That's my cue to leave.
Fucking. Also, is Sandman a white character? Like in the comics, is he a white?
Yes.
Okay.
Or pale? I don't know.
Pale? White. I guess pale, technically, because pale well, is actually, not white. Look, it's just pale.
Yeah, he's pale in the comics.
Okay.
Look, he's in the comics, this is how he looks, dog.
All right, sure. Yeah, because I need to know. I've seen some of the comics, like in Barnes & Noble and shit. I haven't gotten it just because I don't know what the fuck it's about. But if I like the show, I would probably definitely grab.
I've never read it, but it's one of those comics that's supposed to be like
gory or some shit.
Well, it's supposed to be like, you know, renowned.
Yeah. Mm. That's Morpheus, bro.
That's just a black and white picture, bro.
That's how he looks in the comics.
That's how the comics is.
It's black and white.
Yeah, if you want to fucking.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, that looks like a fucking anime.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was like all my Elden Ring characters.
Hold on. That the one in the middle is Morpheus, right?
Yeah, Morpheus.
That man does not look like that fucking white actor. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you got to do a different like adaptation
every,
of the book. Kind of
like
know?
Every Netflix show ever. You guys see that
like
Yu Yu
every
Hakusho
live
shit?
Action fuck up.
Oh, don't start with the Yu Yu Hakusho.
You see the
bro.
Yu Yu Hakusho
oh,
shit?
Why did they do that?
There's no reason
that.
For that.
I saw that. That shit was.
Yeah. I mean, they tried Cowboy Bebop. Like, it wasn't horrid, but now.
Oh,
they're
and
doing
they're trying
this.
With Death Note again, bro. They're trying with Death Note again.
I think the Death Note one is going to have the one of the creators is like adamant about the manga.
I mean, are they bring back Defoe? If they bring back Defoe, I might be okay.
For
Ryuk.
Death Note. For Ryuk.
Was William Defoe the fucking...
William Defoe was Ryuk.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that. I might have to go watch that shit.
Yeah,
that's
the
only good part of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And, Ryuk's on sabbatical, honey.
And the guy who plays... The guy who plays L is pretty good too. I'm not gonna lie. The guy who plays L is pretty good.
It's what's his name? Fuck, I know him. He's a actor of color, no? What's his fucking name? Search him up. I'm looking. Cause I've seen him in other shit and I don't remember what I've seen him. When I found out I didn't know it was like that. But like adapting. That's the problem with Netflix.
Oh, Lakeith Stanfield played.
Yeah.
Lakeith was good,
like,
bro.
That's why I was like, I know who the fuck it is. Why don't I remember the actor? Like, yeah, it was Lakeith. I seen the interview. It was the interview that he did for like Vice or some shit. And they were like just asking about it, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm a big fan of the manga," and I'm like, "Shit, this motherfucker know anime." And it's like, yeah.
I like that.
Sandman, motherfucker. I don't know. It's just some look about it, bro. I wasn't really
a big fan of who they casted for Sandman. I love that they casted Gwendolyn Christie for Lucifer, but
yeah, all the other characters fit, but like the look that we'll just he have gives to wait off. And see. I don't know. Yeah, we'll definitely have to wait and see.
It came the Amazon original with the angels, the British angels and
Bad Omens.
Yeah, like that. Right? That was kind of giving me those vibes. Yeah. But maybe that's because
it's
British.
It's Gaiman. It's also maybe. Neil Gaiman.
Oh yeah.
Maybe same author, Brad.
Maybe.
I guess it's just my roots having hatred towards the British.
Yeah. But I guess that's it, y'all.
It's weird. Fucking wonky. I'm excited. I'll watch it. I need shit to watch. Yeah. Need new TV shows.
I'll watch
to watch.
The first episode.
Yeah.
Come on. Man.
Yeah, the first episode.
Yeah, I got nothing to watch right now. So honestly, I'm fucking
after the boys and all the Disney shows, it's like just wait.
We're all just waiting for Andor. That's all we're doing.
Andor, House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We're just filling time. I'm watching Westworld right now, which is great.
Acolyte for the Star Wars. Isn't that coming this year?
No, that'll be probably next year, bro.
Oh, next year. Okay, never mind. I heard the what it was about, and I was like,
yeah. They just got their main actress too.
No, sure. Yeah.
Cool. They're doing another season of Bad Batch, right?
I believe so. I
think so.
Yeah. They're doing a bunch of shit for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Disney is on a fucking power train. I don't know. Disney's on a power train, and then they're not paying their shit well. I don't know, man. I feel bad.
Ever since Rise of Skywalker. I have not been disappointed once with the Star Wars stuff. So I would like them to just keep it at that consistency.
Well, you know, I thought everyone hated Rise of Skywalker. Or...
I said,
oh,
yeah,
that's the Last Jedi.
Yeah, no, the Last Jedi. I love the Last Jedi.
No, which one is the latest one?
The
last
one.
The last one was the Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker was kind of stupid.
I thought everyone hated that one.
We kind of
That's why I said after Rise of Skywalker, I've been pretty much impressed now.
Oh, okay, okay. So like everything that's come out after that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Mando season one, season two. What's it called?
It's crazy because it's not even Jedi related.
You know, Rey should just owned up to the Palpatine name. I'm just saying.
That's some kind of bullshit. I can say my name's Skywalker too,
but don't fucking make me a Skywalker.
I mean, she doesn't deserve the Skywalker name. I will say that 100%. She's not even like blood related, bitch. But also it's an Argentinian saying, yeah, I have like a blue eyed blonde hair Argentinian saying, yeah, I have a great family name. And it's like something related to Adolf. You know, it's like Heitler. It's like, I'm pretty sure you're saying
in the show, Raul. In the fucking show.
Ain't no way.
Catch you tomorrow for our review of Hustle.
What?
Bro, dog. You can't
We're going into territory we did not need to go to.
You can't be coming up on Ray like that, bro.
Yo, hey, but it's a fact, though.
It's a fact. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't know if this is the show.
Y'all got me acting on my Luis Barbosa shit from TikTok like I'm from New York or some shit. It's a fact. All I'm saying is it's kind of sketchy that a blue-eyed, blonde-haired person from Argentina talking about lineage and having a well-known family
last name. What does that have to do with Ray, though? What does that have to do with Ray?
Oh, because Palpatine was a fucked up person.
Oh, yeah.
Palpatine was basically a Nazi.
She committed, he committed a bunch of genocide and shit.
Well, he blew up a whole planet.
Look, if you try to understand half of the shit they tried to do in that movie, your head is going to hurt.
I will say this. I won't go on my Argentinian shit. Rey doesn't deserve the Skywalker name, but definitely shouldn't go with the Palpatine last name. Because that association... Yeah.
I mean, just own that shit.
I like the idea of her being a Kenobi. Yeah,
that's what a lot of Argentinians do.
Never mind then. Maybe you're right.
You know what? I like the idea of her just being Rey.
Yeah, exactly. Just Rey.
No last name. No lineage.
You know, like Rian Johnson told us in The Last Jedi before they decided, like, no, you have to give her a lineage. You know,
Rey. Like she could have made up her own name, like Rey Cloudfarter or something. I don't know.
What's the one that Samuel Jackson? What was his name?
Windu.
Mace Windu. Yeah. Rey Windu. There you go. Yeah.
Rey Windu.
Yeah. She was adopted.
Either way, it's been a lot of fun, y'all. Keon, I really hope your ear infection gets better, bro. I'm glad that you're feeling better today.
Oh shit! I just made a hole in my wall.
Yeah, don't do that.
oh shit.
It's been quite the weekend for live shows, y'all. Young, go ahead and listen to those.
Honestly, these are my award winning shows, low key. This week.
This is what my hosting reel is.
My comedy, my hosting reel, my comedic. If I decide to just do a one shot comedic tour, like around Houston, this is it.
We're just going to bring a table and just fucking microphones.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa, I don't know what the fuck you're on about, but.
Yeah, everybody else got anything? Anybody else got anything left to say before I send us out?
Yeah. So, about the Argentinian shit.
I'm just gonna mute his ass right there.
Y'all defending it? Y'all putting yourselves?
No, we ain't defending shit. We just don't want you to say it. You already said enough.
Remember what I said when everybody was like, Anya Taylor-Joy is Argentinian. I was like, wait until you hear what the other half is. Let's chill for a minute. Let's wait what the other half
is. We were like talking about how Anya Taylor-Joy is like like the Latina queen or something. Like, fuck shit. She's not. She's clearly like, she even said it. She's not Latina. But it's definitely, she a little too pale and a little too European Italian, looking.
The other half is Italian. Oh, she's safe. She's safe.
That's the hot side.
Unless Mussolini,
that's exactly what I was thinking. Well, Mussolini.
All I'm saying is Italy has some allies fighting for that side of the war.
Yeah, let's not forget 1943, huh? Yep. But it's been a lot of fun, y'all. Hope everyone had a great night. I hope everyone's staying safe, and I hope everybody gets some good sleep. We'll see you tomorrow for a review of Hustle, and then on Tuesday, I don't know. I gotta watch Tree of Life as well. Cause what's it called? We gotta do that review.
There's Gabby.
Hello, I'm late. Yay, Gabby.
Damn, Gabby, you missed the talk about the Argentinians who are blonde hair.
We're done with that.
Go back and watch.
Maybe Gabby can talk about that on her camp.
Yeah. We're done talking about the Italians, not the Italians, the Argentinians who are mixed with German, okay? We're done about those.
All right.
But
all I'm saying,
it's been a lot of fun, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.
Luis just get butt naked nasty on this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, bro. This is a live show, dog. This is what people come
back
for.
To Anchor. We can't be on video anymore.
Just took off all
the Hey, if they throw us out because we're talking about factual statements, that's on them. That shows their true colors. That's them putting the pride flag during June and then taking it off in July.
Is that yellow, red, and black? The true color?
Oh, shit.
All right, Brad, let's do this. It's get him out. Send him out of here, Brad. Get him out of here.
Black, red, black.
And white.
That's not white, fool. He's
talking about the German flag, Brad. The
German flag. No, whatever you got back there.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever,
yeah,
Raul. Thank you for being hosted. Flag,
yeah, yellow, red, black, I believe.
Raul, thank you for being hosted. So we thank you to Killzone Movies for joining us today. Thank you to all those in chat. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And I'm just ending the episode now because I'm done. Young Yoda out. Hear me out, Argentinians.